I want to play for you guys what Nate Taylor had to say. He was on the midday show earlier today. He was asked about the opening right now that the Chiefs have an offensive coordinator. Here's what Nate Taylor had to say.
Number one is you have to be the right companion for Andy. Andy's going to scheme guys open. That's just a fact, right? So as offensive coordinator, my belief is, how do we get these things to mirror? How do we get these things to match, to synchronize once again in the running game, in the specialty plays, in the red zone, short yardage? The creativity has been lacking, I think, especially in the red zone. And that was something that, if Chiefs fans remember, they were excellent in like that 2020, 2021, 2022 era of them just being excellent in the red zone. So Andy's always going to be pass first. We understand that. It's a passing league. He's got the best quarterback we've ever seen play the position. But you still have to have a number of diverse variety of ways to run the ball well, to have things, again, match up so that it's not as easy for the defense to decipher certain things in terms of not being as predictable. And so that's where you work with Andy in terms of the game plan on a week-to-week basis and obviously the scheme that you're developing from essentially – after the combine all the way up until, you know, week one.
So you're saying job one is refine the scheme.
You just have to be the right partner, right?
I have no inside knowledge. If I did, I would tell you. I think right now you have to consider Cliff Kingsbury to be the Vegas favorite to be the Chiefs' new offensive coordinator.
I don't feel that way at all.
You don't?
I don't feel that way at all.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry for interrupting.
No, you're good.
I think if you open FanDuel right now and you said who's the betting favorite between the Chiefs offensive coordinator, Mike Kafka is the overwhelming betting favorite. I don't know that Andy wants to shake it up with the way Cliff Kingsbury would shake it up.
That's interesting because this is why I think I feel opposite. So I'm happy to have this conversation. I think there are certain people that when you get to a level of position at your job, you can be the one to make this is a me call. I think that Patrick Mahomes is at the stage in his career that if the Chiefs are looking for a new offensive coordinator, his voice is the loudest. And we know about the relationship with him and Cliff Kingsbury. If Pat goes to his boss and says, this is what I want, I think they are inclined to listen to what he has to say. Now, maybe he doesn't have that conversation, and I don't know. That's a private conversation between them. Maybe he feels more strongly about Mike Kafka. But right now, you have an opening at offensive coordinator, and you've got the number one quarterback in the National Football League. Man, if Patrick Mahomes calls Andy Reid on the phone and says, hey, coach, let me talk to you for a bit. I've really given this some thought, and I want Cliff Kingsbury to be the offensive coordinator. I think if you're Clark Hunt, you need to hire him. Now, how much is he willing to go back? Rob, you and I know this is like everybody's job. There's some things you're willing to fight for. There's some things you're not willing to fight for. There's some things I suggest that, hey, cool, spec, you make a decision. There's some things I'm putting my foot down. No, this is what we're doing today. How strongly does Pat feel about Cliff Kingsbury being their next offensive coordinator, I think is it. But if Cliff Kingsbury is available, at a minimum, Patrick Mahomes' endorsement gets him an interview. Patrick Mahomes' endorsements get you in front of Andy Reid, get you in front of Brett Veach, and now you can communicate how you could possibly make this thing work. To me, you owe it to Pat to at least sit down and really consider Cliff Kingsbury to end up being your next offensive coordinator.
So I agree with you there. I think if Pat calls Andy or Brett or Clark, I don't know how the power structure works, but Pat just calls and says, you need to get him an interview, he will get an interview.
100%.
I just don't think philosophically he gels with Andy Reid enough for Andy Reid to say, yep, that's the offensive coordinator. I also don't know that outside of Patrick Mahomes, why Cliff Kingsbury would want this job. Everywhere he's been, he's called plays. Let me tell you what he's not doing in Kansas City. I don't know who the next OC is. Mike Kafka, Eric Bieniemy, Cliff Kingsbury, Nathan Shieldhouse. I mean, there are a lot of names, a lot of options. Brian Daboll, John Gruden. We can name a bunch of people who could be OC. I know what the next OC is not doing in Kansas City. Calling plays. Andy Reid is not 60 whatever years old with that giant play sheet and all those Super Bowl rings in the twilight of his career, the last 3 to 5 years coaching, going to say, you know what? I've enjoyed calling plays for Brett Favre, Donovan McNabb, Patrick Mahomes, Alex Smith. I'm just going to stop doing that. I'm out. That no longer into that side of the business. No chance he's giving that up. So I don't know that Cliff would want this job because he calls plays, and I don't know that that Kansas City and Andy Reid want someone that calls plays because he wants that part of the job, which is why I think you usually find an Andy Reid disciple returning to the nest, so to speak. It's been Doug Peterson. It's been Matt Nagy twice. It's been Eric Bieniemy. I don't think they're going to shake it up and be like, ooh, it's time to get a guy who is totally different and is going to want to call plays. That would surprise me at an OC hire.
Let me ask you this. I'm happy we're having this conversation because I think this is a very good conversation. What if Cliff Kingsbury is their Jock Vaughn? Now, you know the Kansas power structure much better than I do, but I think it is very obvious. Bill's not doing the same stuff that he was 10 years ago. Bill physically is in a different place. Mentally, Bill talks about the end more than he ever has in his Kansas career, which makes sense given his age. Man, Andy Reid is 68 years old. I don't know if Andy has 5 more years of this thing left. He's maybe got 2 or 3 more years left. Like, do we think that Andy's coaching in the new stadium? 2031, do you think Andy Reid coaches a game in the new Chiefs stadium? I would say right now the money is on no. I don't think he's coaching a new game. That's 5 more seasons. I don't think he's doing that. So if that's the case, could you see a scenario in the Chiefs bring in a Cliff Kingsbury, somebody that Mahomes feels very comfortable with, Andy does start to transition some of the power away for himself to empower the Chiefs and set themselves up for what life after him looks like. You bring in Cliff Kingsbury. He has a little bit more responsibility, a little bit more play calling duty. Andy comes a little bit more of a CEO overseer type over everything. And in 3 years, you make the transition. So the offensive coordinator of the Chiefs, who has a great relationship with Patrick Mahomes, is now ready and stepped up, and now he's ready to be and get another chance as a head coach in the National Football League. That doesn't sound to me like a bad power structure. And if I'm Clark Hunt, you could definitely sell me on in 2.0 of Patrick Mahomes' career. You give me a proven offensive coordinator. There's no question about his ability to call plays and develop offense. He's done it now in multiple situations and helped develop multiple quarterbacks. What if that's the plan for the Chiefs moving forward?
I think it's a fine analogy and it makes sense. The Bill Self to Andy Reid makes total sense to me. I think the major difference is Bill Self has talked about the end, and you said it there. Bill Self has talked about eventually not being the coach at Kansas, partly because of his health, whatever. I don't think it's this year or next year, but I think he sees it on the horizon. Andy Reid, every time he's asked about it, kind of nonchalant, laughs it off, like, as long as they'll have me, I'll keep doing this. Maybe behind closed doors, Andy is having conversations about the end with, you know, Brett Veach, Clark Hunt, whomever. He is not having those conversations out in the public the way Bill Self is. So I can only take Andy Reid from the public perception we get of him, which he doesn't feel like a guy who's, at least energy-wise, wanting to shut it down. So does he want to bring in a heir apparent type when, if his entire coaching career, he's brought in the I oversee the offense and you report to me guy? So again, I think that's why it's a little different, Bill Self to Andy Reid. Bill Self talks about this openly. Andy Reid doesn't. I don't know what happens over at One Arrowhead Drive at 5 a.m. when he's having his coaches meetings with, you know, the guys. Is he talking about the end? But public speaking, he always talks about, well, as long as they'll have me, I'll just keep doing it. So that doesn't sound like a guy who's nearing the end.
This is where I'll give Andy a little bit of credit, and I think we are discrediting Andy just a bit. I think Andy is somebody who clearly empowers people. Like, you don't have the reputation that you have in the league. You don't have the coaching tree that you have in the National Football League if you don't empower people. I just don't think that maybe he is as stubborn as we are saying in some of the commentary that I'm seeing on the text line. For example, to continue with the Kansas comparison and the analogy that we're going through, Kansas's offense is drastically different now than it was 10 years ago. Rob, you remember when we first started, Bill was about the high-low. You remember that? It was about having a really good 4 or 5, getting it to the high post, dumping it down, and Kansas had bigs. Basketball changed. So you know what that meant? Kansas had to change. Kansas was usually the program that would get the kids out of high school and have them stay for 3 years and grow and develop. And you've seen that Kansas, like other programs, have had to kind of shift on the fly. Greatness usually requires a shift and you staying modern and current and keeping up with the times. So at least for me, I don't know how you can have the track record that Andy Reid has and has had for the last 25 years of the National Football League and you not be open to new ideas. It just seems impossible to me to be in that position. So I'm not saying that now Andy is turning over everything and now just sitting back and kicking up his feet, but if Andy is the coach that I think he is and one of the five greatest coaches of the National Football League, there has to be a measure of self-evaluation that has to be going on inside that organization to see what they can do to get this thing around. And we talk a lot about how Travis doesn't want to end on this. You want to end like this if you're Andy Reid? You got fired from one place, and if you miss the playoffs this upcoming year, some of you will start to say that the game has passed Andy by and he needs to be fired. For everything that you've done for a city, you are 17 games away from people saying you should be fired from your current job and you're an old dinosaur. You got to be willing to listen, in my opinion, if you're Andy Reid.